me grab that rate reduction.
Hey, Francisco.
Hello.
Hey, my name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Sounds like you had a question.
No.
Oh, dang. I didn't want you to forget. I was like.
So I work mainly on referrals, things like that. I was also getting Angie lists put me through, so I'm also going to be on Angie's list. What I was going to ask is if I could pull those, because I have a lot of 5-star reviews.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering if I could pull 5-star reviews from Angie's list right into Google and not have to bother my customers again, to prompt them to input that and all that. So I didn't know if there's a way to do that.
Yeah, I mean, there's a link that we have in your app that you could send them. It's like a live link to your Google business profile, and you could have them write like the Google review or request it. You know, you just send them the text and they could put the star rating and type it in, but we can't like pull reviews off of HomeAdvisor or another platform. Google actually has verified reviews, so the people got to be logged into their email from a mobile device or PC and then actually type up the review, and then they actually look into it and make sure that it's like something proper, you know, legitimate, any truth to it. So that way people aren't just like, or your competitors aren't bashing you.
Yeah. I just hate to, I just hate to reject my customers twice, but, that's not a deal breaker, you know?
The benefits outweigh the negatives, you know, of doing that. But also, you know, the whole point of doing something like this is to generate new clients and get new reviews too. And you want to work on that sooner rather than later. So that way you could establish the business.
Yeah. All right. So you were going to introduce me to some discounted rate, I believe.
Yeah. Tara asked me to go over some pricing with you. I just wanted to make sure I answer your questions, or if you had any other questions, fire them at me. So that way we, know exactly what we're bringing to the table for you here. But yes, the major benefit to you in all this is that we have the listing available in that handyman category, and Legacy Repair LLC was on our qualified candidates list. So that's why we're reaching out to you. Once we fill this position, we're prompted by Google to actually close out the category, so we won't be able to work with anybody else in the handyman category for this area.
Okay.
We saw you were doing Home Advisor by Angie's, and we know they get a lot of their leads from Google, so we figured we'd offer it to you first of some of these guys on the list.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be more than happy to. If, like I said, if the price sounds right and everything makes sense, let's see what we can do.
Okay, let me pull up the pricing here. Do you get texting on this number?
Yeah, you can text, you can call, photo, anything. I can give you my email, all that good stuff.
Okay, I'm going to send you just a link to our pricing page so you could actually see it, because there's packages. There's not like one just cookie cutter thing that we offer on any of them. There's things that we have to do for your business and your online profile to even have that first page placement. So, including like Google verification, things like that.
Yeah.
Okay. So, sending that over now. And then I will take down the email while that's coming through. What's your email address?
It is legacyrepairpa@gmail.com.
PA?
Yeah, like Pennsylvania.
Okay, just confirming. That's what I thought. But boom. Okay, I sent that pricing page off. There's a Google verification form, so if you do decide to move forward, you're going to need this regardless. I'm going to send that through to your email and text message. Your name is spelled so wrong. Do you spell your first name FRANCHESCO?
It's FRANCESCO.
CESCO. Okay. So it's like Francesco, not Francisco. She has it like Francisco, like San Fran or something.
Yeah, it sounds like there's being an H in there, but it's just a C.
It's okay. I know. I know the difference. Some people can't read, but all right. So good here. Okay, here comes the verification form. Did you get the pricing page?
Yeah.
Okay, so just to shoot you straight on it, if you go all the way down underneath the Google Partner Badge, there's 6 different packages. The very last one down is called the Platinum Package. It says local SEO plus Facebook ads, and then it'll start off with like Google Places as the main product, and then Bing. There's Facebook. There's a .com website in there. I know you already have a site, but just so you can identify the package. Okay. So
Google Places, Bing, SEO content, U.S. client, Facebook advertising, and so on and so on.
Mm-hmm. So what Tara asked me to do is to put you on this package, but under a new and business credit. Obviously, we're not going to build the website for you. If you already have one, we'll just use the one you have, so that way it's getting foot traffic. But the new and business credit is going to drop the pricing down to just $299. Which is actually our essential package price, is if you were just paying for the first page placement and nothing else, we're just including all these additional features for you to maximize your return on investment and hopefully retain you long term. We want to build a long term relationship with you. We also want to put you in a position where you shouldn't need any other forms of marketing. We don't want you having huge overhead or 100 different bills floating around. So with that being said, we're also talking about waiving your setup fee for you. So, you know, that'll save you a total of about $600 on this platinum package and all of its contents on the initial investment. And then it'll also save you $300 every month because we would lock you in at that discounted pricing structure.
So how long would I be locked in at $299?
Indefinitely. That'll be part of your service agreement.
Okay, so it'd be $299 every month. And that would have all the platinum package.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
And then
we do have.
Go
ahead.
What would be the price? If I'm out of curiosity.
Sorry, say that again.
What would be the pro price? Just out of curiosity, the one on top of it.
The pro pricing structure is usually $499. If you want to do a pro package, like with no Facebook ads, let me see here. I could get it down to $199 just for the pro with no Facebook ads. It'd basically be the platinum. Like, I'd still give you everything in the platinum, but I'll just get rid of Facebook ads and the optimized landing page, which is the website.
Okay. So what I don't even, I'm sorry, forgive me, but I don't know what an optimized landing page is.
It's just a website.
Okay, so since I already have one, it wouldn't matter.
Yeah, it's just fancy verbiage for a site. We try to make the websites as compatible with the Google Places placement on that first page. The major benefit to you is that Google Places placement. That's where 90% of searches start and stop. So having yourself at the top recommended option there would definitely increase the traffic. That's where all the money's made. I mean, you could have a $10,000 site, but you know, if you don't show up on the first page of Google, you're missing everything. It's not really getting looked at. Yeah. It's kind of pointless.
Yeah. All right. And then this is month to month. So like, I could turn it, like, I'm not signing an annual contract.
Yeah. There's no annual contract. It's month to month. We want everybody coming back at their own will. A lot of times what guys do is they might start out month to month, but then we have like prepay options on certain bundles where, you know, they could lock it up for like 6 months or a year. That's what makes these positions so valuable. It's like there's only a few spots. So usually when a guy gets it, they hold on to it for a long time. It's not an everyday occurrence where we have an opening.
Okay. And then the last thing, because I'm asking like 50 things. Well, I'll probably ask you a few more. But
that's fine.
So if I want to bump up, let's say later on, I want to bump up it to Facebook ads.
Wow.
Would that just be a rewriting of the contract and just say, okay, we're going to do Facebook ads and add that on at that discounted price?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Okay. We just include it in your service agreement and have you sign it again.
All right, cool. And then basically, if I grab my iPhone, whatever, and I just go to Maps and I type in, like, handyman, like, what trigger words are you using? Like, handyman, home repair?
You'd select them in your client interview, either later today or tomorrow, depending on what's best for your schedule. But you pick. We'll have recommendations because of Google Analytics. I don't know if you heard of that before, but, yeah. So we'll have recommendations.
So, previously, before this, I was a graphic designer for about, like, 7-8 years. So I
got it
all from billboards to beer cans, NASCARs, all that weird stuff. So anyway, long story short, so I am interested. I think the $199, the Pro, seems somewhere where I'd like to be.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you guys help with SEO a little bit as well, I'm guessing.
Yeah, we do all the SEO. We were just an SEO company when we first started in 2004, and then we became a premier Google partner in 2017. That's when we started doing the Google Places placements. So our
cool.
Our main, like, yeah, it's our bread and butter. That's what we started out doing. So we never stopped. We still do all your SEO content creation.
All right. And now, like, is there, could I set up, like, a meeting every month, every other month, every quarter to just go over, like, hey, dude, you need to be working on this. You need to be hitting this a little bit better or whatever it is, or if there's, like, a dashboard I can look at that I can make these tweaks myself.
Yeah, if you go, if you look at the pricing page on the Platinum, that's why I wanted to have you on that bundle and not the Pro, is there's an in-depth tracking system and app that you can literally log into every day. We actually recommend that you check it every 24 to 48 hours, but it'll save all the leads, clicks, calls from you. That was the app I was talking about earlier where you can, like, plug in the number from old clients and just send them a text with, like, leave a star rating, write a review on your company, you know. So that app is super convenient, you know, it just makes it easy, especially if you don't have somebody answering the phones for you. You might be missing calls throughout the day. It's just all going to be saved right there. There's even recordings, like you can hear yourself pitching to people through the app.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, I'm going to walk before I can run. Usually I'd be like, yeah, let's fucking do it. But, yeah, let's go with the Pro and get that ball rolling and then see which ones I think will be the best for my company to kind of generate, because in my industry it's very
I'll still provide you with the app, just FYI. I'll still include the app. I'm basically going to tell them it's a Platinum bundle. Just I'm going to remove Facebook ads and then remove the website, and then I'll apply the new in business credits to get it down.
All right, man, that's cool with me.
Yeah, and I'll lock you in like that, but I would definitely recommend growing it at some point. You know, obviously, I know you're new, but, and then also, too, because it's, you know, we're just focusing on the Google listing, I would definitely recommend that you try it for at least 2 months, even though it's month to month. The first month, you have to do a PIN verification, so, I mean, this is no exception to you. This is every business that's up there. They have to get PIN verified, so. You know, that's not a flip of the switch thing. It takes about like a week just for the PIN to get to you in the mail. There's a little 5-digit number on the back of it we need from you. Also, in the meantime, we create your Google business profile and do the client interview. You know, get it ready to rock. But there's a form you got to fill out, send in, called the Google verification form. I already texted it to you. And then we have to do the optimization as well. So it's not going to be immediate, you know. The first 2 weeks, you're not really going to see a lot because we're building everything from scratch. But we're building something that you're going to have forever. I mean, unless you relocate or discontinue your service, you'll always exist on Google and be findable via search. So.
Great. And where are you guys located out of?
Fountain Valley, California.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We're
partnered with Google Building One, so they're right up the street from us here in Orange County. Just the next city over. Mm-hmm.
All right. I mean, I'm in, so I guess I'll get the ball roll.
Yeah, no, I just wanted to make sure I tell you that, like, ahead of time. I don't want to, like, sign you up, and then tomorrow you're like, what the heck, where am I? You know?
I
try to avoid that.
Getting on Google takes a bit.
Yeah, but it's worth it. You know, once you're up there, the flow is nice, and then, you know, you have a consistent flow of income, reoccurring clients, and new clients combined. Yeah. It makes it easy. So I'm going to create your profile, Francisco. What's your last name? Or Francesco, sorry.
You're good. Tornabene, T-O-R-N-A. B as in boy, E-N-E.
Wow. That seems, your name sounds so Italian.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I'll tell you that. That's awesome. My dad came from Sicily, so.
Oh, very cool. Have you ever been over there?
Yeah, a couple times.
Nice. Yeah, it's beautiful. I've only been like Venice, Florence, Rome. I went to Cinque Terre, and there's a couple other like cities that I've seen out there. But this was like 2017, like 7 years ago. Yeah, but I spent like 2 weeks out there. Probably the most beautiful country in the world by far, I think so. Yeah. Did a good job of keeping things natural.
Over there, and they're like expecting like super green, and I'm like, dude, it's kind of, it's also very brown, like it's
yeah.
hot.
it is, but it's one of those things where like I got converted while I was over there, you know, like I was like, Italy's the best, you know, because it's just everything, that the food is better quality, the clothes, like everything that comes out of Italy is just better quality. Anything that's like expensive here in the United States or like high quality, it's just they're either mimicking the Italians or it came from Italy. They just make things with love. They don't.
It's
cut
a social. It's a social culture, and we're a working culture. So it's like when you go over there, they're like, I feel so different. Like everything's so calm. Like it's just mm-hmm. a different world. Like they value different things.
Yeah, the longevity runs deep there. I remember I was in Cinque Terre and they were saying like the average age of the residents was like 75, 80 years old. And they just have like a way of living, you know, they still farm, they still walk everywhere, they don't really like change things, and they look really healthy. It's beautiful though, you know, that's the way God intended it to be. I don't think it's supposed to be all cities and cars and Instagram,
yeah,
Facebook. All right. Sorry. I'll go all day about Italy, though. That's awesome. You should be very proud of your Italian heritage. Great.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. That PIN verification letter that they sent you in the mail, what's the street address that I could send that to?
It's 9 Willow Street.
Okay.
Marysville.
17053. Got it. Okay. Thank you, Google Maps. And then the website that you have, you're okay with me hyperlinking that to the Google Business Profile?
Yeah, that's okay. Fine. Lacey Repair PA.
So. Okay. All right. Website's actually good. So, did you build this?
Yeah.
Nice. You did a good job. A lot of business owners try to build their own sites, and I'm kind of like, hesitant to even look at them, but this is up. All right, so we save, and then you have the option to hide your address online. Do you want it hidden or displayed?
Yes, could you please hide it?
Yeah, it'll still have city, state, and zip on your listing, though. Just FYI.
That's fine. Okay. We don't know where I live.
Okay, I gotcha. Yeah, the little red dot will go out to like the nearest cross street, so it'll be pretty vague. All right, good. And then how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
Okay, so that I'll do, it's kind of weird. Let's do 10:30 to like 5:30.
Okay. Late mornings.
Yeah, Oh,
sorry, go ahead.
So, it's kind of weird. Basically, in the mornings, what I do is I either load up for a job or I work receiving as well. Mm. So my wife, she's pregnant, so she was just like, you're on this on your own. Yeah, I know you're doing great, but, like, we have to have a part-time income at all times. So I literally work receiving and unload trucks in the morning. So I get up at, like, 3:45, go do that, get off it. 10, then 10:30, I'm already on the first job, and then I'll work till job's done, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, whatever.
Okay. So is this Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends too?
on Monday through Friday, and then weekends are like by appointment or by job. Like, do you have
okay.
by a job that I can come out at like 7 and we can work till like, you know, it's done?
Okay. I gotcha. So it's going to go 10:30 to 5:30 Monday through Friday, then Saturday and Sunday by appointment only.
Yeah.
Okay. And you could accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Save. All right, Francesco, we are good. Let me submit so that way they could send you your PIN verification. And then that Google verification form that I texted to you, you want to try to fill that out as soon as you can. Sometimes it takes guys 2 to 3 days. If you don't have like the things that are in the red asterisk, then we'll have to do a phone verification. So there's a little box at the bottom where you have to check yes that you're okay for us to do the phone verification. If you are missing one of the ones that has the red asterisk.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Now, would I at all, would this give me like a, one of those URLs that, like it'd be a Gmail, like legacy repair, like at legacy repair instead of at Gmail? Or would this just stay what it is?
Oh, you're talking about G Suite to one of Google's products. You already have a Gmail. So it's just to do that, you just go into your Gmail and then you can apply for G Suite. And you get, as a business owner, they'll give you like 26 custom emails. So it could be like francesco@legacyrepair.com or legacyrepairpa.com. Yeah, it's called G Suite. And then usually when you register it as a business instead of like a personal email, you get G Suite. And then like your employees will also have their own like mike@legacyrepair.com. And then, yeah, that way they have their own, and then you guys can all like communicate through that platform. Use like Google Chat, like a live one, instead of just like texting each other all day, you know? You got everything right there. Yeah. All right, save. Do you have any employees, or it's just you right now?
Right now it's just me, and then I have some core guys in case it's like a bigger job.
Okay. So you can get help, though.
Yeah.
Okay, you could subcontract things out.
Yeah, my main bread and butter is small jobs. Like, that's where the money is. Mm-hmm. The small to medium is where I like my market. And, like, I don't change the footprint of your house. I just, if I'm prepping it for this, like, if I'm prepping it for the market, I'm going through, fixing up the drywall, repainting everything, flooring, molding, trim, all that. But I'm not, like, putting in a new bathroom. I'm not putting in that type of stuff.
Gotcha. So it's like, I mean, it's kind of a step above handyman, but just under general contracting.
Yeah, I'm in that weird space. Like, I'm right in between where, like, I'll go pretty far, but I just won't change the
There's loop. A point. Yeah, there's a point where it's like, okay, this is messing with infrastructure. I'm out.
Yeah. Okay. It's like, it's not that it can't be done. It's just like, now I know that like my money is locked
it's
up.
It's better to be safe than sorry though too, you know, if you don't have like the proper paperwork in place to do those kind of things, don't even risk it, you know, just,
tell them. Honestly, like guys go in and they think they can, they see the money and they don't realize what else comes with it.
Yeah. You can get in a lot of trouble.
15 grand jobs because I'm like, nah, dude, this isn't worth it.
Yeah. 100%. That's good to know, though. At least we're not sending some knucklehead out there and just going to try to...
Yeah, no, I want your house to be better than what I can.
Yeah, because I'm like, it's no use to either of us. It's like, oh, he shut down the business. He got in trouble. Oh, well.
Yeah.
That happened. I've had guys that like we worked with for a couple of years, and like the whole time they were like not filing and, you know, and bit him in the butt a couple of years down the line. I'm like, good job, just ruining everything you work for, but... Whatever. I guess they have their reasons.
Yeah, their own style.
Yeah, U.S. is crazy anyway. It happens. All right, so we have the business profile created, and I'm looking at client interview times for today. I can do 1 to 2. We have a 2 to 3 You have a 5 to 6 and a 6 to 7. What's your schedule look like?
Let's do 1 to 2.
1 to 2? Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. That's what I like to hear. Get things rolling. Back when I first started working here. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, you're good. That's what you got to do. Just knock it off the list immediately.
Yeah. When I first started working here back in 2012, they used to do it like live. You know, like I would transfer you to their department, and then a few years ago, they had us like schedule it because Google started requiring those verification forms. So yeah. It was like, okay, let's have them sign off on it and do this verification form usually first, or give them time to do that, then do the client interview. So they switched it, and right now we schedule. Okay, save. All right, and then they'll text you 1 hour before, which will just be basically at the top of the hour here, 12 o'clock.
No problem.
All right, and then how did you want to secure your first month's payment of the $199?
So I have I'll do it with Visa.
Okay, then we're going to go platinum. Let me just do doing business credit. And take away Facebook, and we're going to take away.
And then that'll debit out. $199 every month.
So today's the 7th. It's going to process at $199, and then it'll be reoccurring each 7th day of the month at $199. It says you can discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties. We do recommend that you try our services for at least 2 months, and if you are going to discontinue, please let us know before the next billing's due so we could stop the billing cycle.
Gotcha.
All right. And then this is just under your name, or does it say Legacy Repair LLC on it, the card?
It says both. So it says Jeff Tornabene, Legacy Repair LLC.
Okay, got it. And then the billing address is the same as the street address we're sending the PIN verification letter to?
Correct.
All right, I'm ready for you.
4034.
Okay.
9300.
Okay.
1104.
Okay.
1902.
All right. And then the expiration date, month, and year?
0327.
327. And then 3-digit code on the back?
280. Sorry. 280.
Okay. Update. All right, and I just want to confirm, like, so to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Legacy Repair LLC.
Okay, and can you please state your name and title within this business?
Francesco Tornabene, owner and founder.
All right, and you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today, correct?
Correct.
All right, and you are an authorized user on the billing of this account that you provided? All right. To get results as fast as possible, Francesco, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign.
Yes.
Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yeah.
All right. And then the last one here, it says, in hiring us as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yeah.
Okay. So we already know what you currently have. We're not telling you have to cancel anything or that you can't do certain things. More so, the reason they put that in there is we want to avoid you, like, duplicating any online listings. And you really shouldn't need any other ones. I mean, unless it's, like, adding Facebook or something. But you should have all your bases covered. But we just don't want you paying more than you have to for your online marketing, right? Keep your overhead low. And then also don't want any duplicate listings floating around. So before you add anything like Yelp or Yellow Pages or Thumbtack, double check with us because we actually do give you those. It's no charge. And we just don't want to duplicate. Google suspends the listings if there's like duplicates or like the number doesn't match up or, you know, there's some kind of discrepancy.
You'll definitely see Andrew's list come through or Home Advisor, so check those too.
Yeah, I saw that one already. But you'll probably get rid of those guys, honestly, after like 2 months of this. I feel like, I mean, I don't want to bash them because the call's recorded, but I don't like them, and I think that's well known here because they basically do this. Like I've gone to conferences with Google, and I've even like heard executives there live talk about like just terminating their relationship with Home Advisor by ANZIS because they basically pay for Google advertising all over the U.S., but when they get one lead, they'll sell it to like five people at once, and they charge all of you the lead fee right away. So even if it's a dead number or the client like changes their mind and they don't even want somebody to help them, you know, they collect their 30, 40, 50 bucks from you guys and run basically. So, you know, Google basically, their response was like, okay, we're going to hear out the problems and then we're going to create a better product. You know, like why are people signing up with that in the first place and not just using the Google advertising? And it's more because they want like leads right away or like a tangible lead. And so that's why they have that Google Guarantee program now. I don't know if you noticed that, like Focal Point Remodeling or All Pro Gutter Guards in your area. They're in the Google Guarantee category. And so that one, we can grow you into that. You need to have this local listing first, and we need to have at least 5 reviews there, which I'm sure we'll have by the, you know, end of the first month or two easily, as long as you're still like requesting reviews. But they have you go through like a background screening, and then it's pay per lead like Home Advisor, except for the leads are exclusive. So we actually hand you the lead with the live customer on the line, and they only charge you the lead fee if you set an appointment to actually go out and meet with them for the job. So they'll stop you from paying unnecessary fees.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is not what I have now. It's just basically putting me out there. It's not, I don't have to answer leads at like a certain time.
No, this one's just a local listing, so.
Obviously, like, John Smith calls, like, be professional like you normally would. But there's not, like, a time clock.
Mm-mm. So, no, you're not required, but obviously, you know, for us, it's a month-to-month service, so, like, we tell you, like, you know, be responsive to those guys because we know you got to make money in order for us to make money and for you to continue to use the service each month, you know? No business owner is going to pay for something that's not driving in profit every month. And so the only way that's going to happen is if you're actually responsive to these people that are reaching out to you. So,
all right, man.
We want you to be responsive to us when we're first starting everything. So, like, be available for your client interview, you know, things like that. But I'm going to process your payment. When it clears, you're going to get an outline of the agreement here in writing, and then you're going to get your username and password for your tracking system and another copy of that Google verification form. And then we're basically good to go until one. We'll circle back with you and walk you through your client interview.
All right. Sounds great.
All right. I'll send you my number too. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, just feel free to reach out.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. No problem.
If you don't mind, just shoot it, just put your full name or whatever so I can save my phone. This is my contact.
Yeah, I got you. I'm going to send it to you right now. So you're going to get a couple of texts that are going to come through with, like, confirmation and everything and then my contact info.
Awesome. Thank you so much, John.
All right. Looking forward to working with you. Have a great day. I'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good.
All right. Bye-bye.